VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A Somali regional minister tells VOA that the deputy leader of the Islamic State group in the country has been killed in an airstrike. The minister said Abdi Hakim Mohammed Ibrahim and another man died Sunday when their vehicle was hit. A video purporting to show Congresswoman Ilhan Omar being dismissive of the September 11th terrorist attacks has disappeared from President Trump's Twitter feed. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The video juxtaposes news footage of the 9/11 attacks with remarks Congresswoman Ilhan Omar made to the Council on American-Islamic Relations. It does not include Omar's full quote or the context of her comments, which were about Muslims feeling that their civil liberties had eroded after the attacks. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had urged the president to take the video down, saying his words weigh a ton and, quote, his hateful and inflammatory rhetoric creates real danger. Pelosi says she's taken steps to ensure that Capitol Police safeguard Omar, her family, and her staff. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Sudan has its third leader in less than a week following the military's overthrow of longtime President Omar al-Bashir. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Yet another army commander, promising victorious and jubilant protesters that there will be a civilian government to follow three decades of autocratic rule under Omar al-Bashir. Still, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan Abdel Rahman says the transition could take up to 2 years. And the crowds on Khartoum's streets are impatient for change and an end to rule by men in fatigues. Al-Bashir was arrested on Thursday after 4 months of protests over rising food prices, high unemployment, and growing repression.
Al-Bashir is wanted by the International Criminal Court on multiple charges, including war crimes. This is VOA News.